You're listening to episode 21 of Sustainable Photography. Today, we're talking about specializing and niching down as a photographer. You're listening to Sustainable Photography, where you get support and education to build your profitable business in a way that supports your way of living. I'm Ingvild Kolnes, and after 11 years as a photographer, I want to share what I've learned with you. So if you're looking for confidence, inspiration, and to-the-point tips, keep listening. For full transparency, I also want you to know that I'm a mentor with paid offers, and I might mention some of those in this episode. Niching down is a phrase that's used a lot when it comes to photography. So today, that's what we'll talk about. What it means and why you should do it. A niche is a smaller segment of what you're already doing. Some niches are broad, like portrait photography, and others are more narrow, like newborn photography, or even more so, natural newborn photography at home. So there are different levels of a niche. It basically means specializing. When you specialize at something, you'll get really good at it, and you'll be able to give your clients an extra good experience. And I don't mean just at the photography part, but also when it comes to posing, and communication and planning. There's so much more to photography than just handling the camera and the lighting, like your workflows and automations. And one of the most important parts of your customer experience is to answer questions before your client even gets around to asking them. And that's really only possible when you truly know your dream client and what they want and how you can help them, which again is something you'll be able to dive deep into since you're specializing in one aspect of the various possibilities there are out there. Specializing at one thing makes marketing so much easier. Because you don't have to promote so many different things, you can stay focused on the one thing that you offer. You'll have one dream client, and everything you talk about deals with this one person's issues. By offering a bit of everything, you might come across many problems they have to spend extra time to deal with. When you specialize, your customer service will get so much better because your focus is on improving that one thing that you offer. But niching isn't just so that you'll get better. It's also a great way to tell potential clients that you're the best at it without actually using the words, "I'm the best." And when you're the best, you could and should charge accordingly. Now, I love donuts, but not the old stale factory made you can buy from a supermarket. I want the real deal. You know, the ones filled with delicious Nutella and topped with melted chocolate and fresh raspberries. Yeah, they cost about 10 times more, but it's so worth it. And that's why I want to go to the donut shop, the shop that specializes in making donuts. And maybe they sell other things to you, like coffee and brownies and all that, but they really only talk about the donuts because that's their specialty. That's where you go if you want the best donuts. And that's how you can think as well. Sure, you can keep doing business portraits and the occasional wedding, but if your passion is lifestyle family sessions, then that's what you should focus on. Be the best at that one thing. Me, I've only advertised for weddings for years, but I still get inquiries to do newborns and families and all the things. And I can choose myself what I take on or not. And I'm perceived at being excellent at weddings because that's what I talk about. I just want you to remember that you can't speak to everyone at once. So if you want to do multiple kinds of photography, what does your clients have in common? Newborn versus weddings. Like maybe you're the photographer for those who want documentary style photos, or for those who want full direction and nothing left to coincidences. Or maybe you're for the ones who live in your tiny little town, or for those who want retouching or perfect lighting. Specializing and niching down can be so much more than just choosing a field of photography. If you're trying to reach a wider group of people, it will take a bigger marketing budget. When you're targeting fewer people, that's more cost effective. You'll know how to talk to them and what they need and how to present your offer to them, which means more sales. You might already know that SEO is my favorite way to market, and niching down is perfect if you want to focus on SEO. Because being specialized makes it so much easier to reach the first page of Google, which is where you want to be if you want to get booked that way. And if you want to learn SEO or if you want to get some one-on-one support, send me a message or sign up for a free discovery call and let's talk about how I might be able to help you out. These days, photography is more than just being a good photographer. There's so much competition and your clients will expect more than just a nice portrait. You can create an experience and your communication matters. You can't be the master of everything as long as you're just one person. And you can get really good at both wrapping babies for newborn sessions and planning elopements, but you can't be perceived as the expert in both things at once. Like a cardiologist, a heart expert, won't be the best person to help you out with your knee pain. And even though they could probably give you a general idea of what's up, that's not really who you would want to talk to. You'd want to go to the knee guy if your knee is hurting you. To be able to get booked for you, you need your potential clients to trust you. And the best way to make that happen is to make it clear that you know them. And you have the time to get to know them really well, for example, by doing in-depth research on your dream client, when you have a niche instead of doing a bit of everything, everywhere. One important thing to note is that if you're specialized in one thing, there will be less competition, and clients are more likely to come to you again and again and to recommend you to others that need you. People will respect you more when you're clear about what you do and what you don't do. Like if you sell the best donuts in town and that's all you do, no one will complain that they didn't get freshly baked bread from you. So when you're thinking about what you could specialize or what you should specialize in, start by thinking about what you want and what makes you happy. You'll do a much better job at what you do if you're passionate about it. So start focusing on what you care about and also make sure that you're good enough to focus on this area or that it's something that you can learn more about. Do research on what demand there is for the niche that you're considering, whether that's to be the top photographer in your local town, or if it's destination weddings or natural newborn sessions. Will you have to travel for it if you're going to keep doing that one specific thing? Will people be willing to travel to you? Is there a lot of competition? Is there no competition? Remember that competition isn't a bad thing, but it's important to be aware of and to be aware of how you can do things differently and better. Also, make sure that you can get paid enough staying within this niche, or better yet, how you can get paid enough, because there's usually a way. Look back at the clients that you've already worked with. Do you have experiences to draw from? And maybe most importantly, does the niche you're considering suit your personality and your lifestyle? If you say yes to all the things, or if you try to become the master of many things, it's hard to get really good at any of them. You'll be harder to find, and you'll have to work more to get to the same place than if you try to just focus on one thing. And do remember, you only have room for so many clients anyway, so do you have that much to lose by specializing into what you truly want to do? I often see that when photographers don't feel like they're booking enough, they tend to offer more services and, for example, adding on videography or adding more products or maybe even testing out an entirely new niche instead of getting better at what they already do. I want to encourage you to think twice before you start offering a new service. And I also want to leave you with some of the clear benefits of specializing. Your marketing gets easier. You'll get better at what you already do. You'll be considered the best by those who are looking for what you do. Your brand gets stronger, both because you'll be better at what you do and because your clients are happier with what they get and you'll appear to be the expert. And finally, you might be able to raise your prices because when you're the expert, people will expect to pay more. Thanks for listening to Sustainable Photography. Head over to Instagram at Ingvild Kolnes to tell me what you want future episodes to be all about. Check out the show notes over at ingvildkolnes.com/podcast. You can learn more about the Sustainable Photography Program and sign up for the waitlist there. To get more of this content, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Your support makes all the difference. Talk soon.